Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 12th day of February, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of, 34 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And they're predicting 7 inches of snow. Who knows? It would just be make everything just more wonderful. Not. Anyway, we're going to open up talking a little bit about one of Trump's speeches this morning. We'll do that when we get back.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Times gone by, seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Like I said this morning, I was listening to some pieces out of some speech that Trump was giving. I'm not sure where he was. I think he's down in Texas there. And, you know, talking about the wall, you know, the wall that would be meaningless. If the people that are coming right now, they're coming on in. Once they get here, he doesn't want to stop them. He just wants to get rid of the bad guys. You know, the druggies and what might have you. If they come in and take our jobs right down until we're working for a fucking taco a day, I'm groovy with Trump. He's an industrialist. He's an international fucking, real estate mogul. I find it, you know, just like his statement, we'll take the guns first and then we'll talk about the due process. And I caught this is something he said. Security should not belong only to the rich. He was talking about the fact that, you know, all the rich people have the big walls. He said he has big walls around his compounds and stuff. And, you know, it's all about this so-called $5.7 billion, this wall that is bullshit because it's not intended to stop anybody. He's already said he wants more people here. He just wants them to be targeting what's left of the middle class, you know, the tech jobs. But he said safety is the birthright of every American, which is why we must finish the wall, Donald Trump. And, you know, it brings back to, you know, Benjamin Franklin, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety, Benjamin Franklin. And, you know, I think they got him a deal. Not to shut the government, they can come up with a deal. $1.5 billion for the so-called wall. Which, you know, I was thinking about what we were discussing yesterday is $76,000 we pay to deport each time we deport one of these son of a bitches coming to our country illegally. And all they really have to do is drop all the waivers, which are illegal. You can't make a law and then make waivers for it because then it becomes arbitrary and it's unenforceable. It's enforceable as, well, that rich man, he wants 5,000 goddamn Jamaicans to come here to work for him. So we make exceptions there. You know, you can't do that. It isn't law. If there's exceptions to it, it is not law. It's arbitrary rule is all it comes down to. But this $1.5 billion, $76,000 per deportee we're paying, and we got 5 million headed for our border, okay? So this $1.5 billion, whether, what will it be spent on? Who knows? I'm sure the Israeli contractors would be glad to have it to take 95 cents of every dollar and put a speed bump over on the border there. But, you know, if you use that just for deporting part of that 5 million, you'd only get 19,736 deported. The average salary for a U.S. worker is $44,564 per year. So you're looking at almost double, two salaries of two workers to deport one son of a bitch coming across the border. How long is it going to take before they overrun us, people? Because they're not the one, I mean, they're only deporting a handful. And the rest, I mean, and they're telling you, we're international workers. We're here to take your fucking job. We're here to take your house, everything you've got. And I think it was Thomas Jefferson that told us we'd wind up homeless on the continent that our forefathers conquered. But I mean, as for this phony son of a bitch, I mean, I keep hearing these things being, you know, stuck into phrasing. And you keep hearing him talking more and more. You hear the due process. I heard it this morning. The Democrats, they get due process of law. And the Republicans, well, they're just considered guilty until proven innocent when it's all a sham. They're trying to act like this is just the norm. You know, that it's happening at the top, so don't be surprised when you go down there and you don't get no process. You just get robbed or jailed or both without any due process of the law. The due process of the law that we talk about in this country is contained in that Bill of Rights, and it's spelled out very clearly. And it has nothing to do with what they're doing here in their admiralty world. See, in their admiralty world, it's goddamn military law for most purposes and merchant law, the law of the seas. At any rate, let's see what we got here. 400 richest Americans own more than 150 million of the nation's poorest, studied from Huffington Post. This is sent in by Angel for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A new study of the intensifying concentration of wealth in the United States reveals that the 400 richest people in this nation just 0.000, so it would be 10, 100,000, 25 millionths. It's 0.00025% of the population own more than the 150 million adults in the bottom 60%, according to an analysis by the Washington Post. But, you know, everything's on the up and up. They have the right to be filthy fucking rich. They have a right to take all of the fucking wealth from this nation. We have the right to dig it out for them. It's just like the Africans over there in Africa. They have the right to dig their diamonds out for a bowl of food and hand their diamonds over to the IMF. I mean, we are subject slaves. I mean, what do we expect? Hell, they own us. They pretend that they own us. This is the rule. This is your ruling class, this 400. You know, the top ruling fucking class. You're their subjects, you see. The information on the richest Americans in a working paper by University of California at Berkeley economist Gabriel Zuckman, comes as pressure appears to be mounting among American taxpayers to increase taxes on the country's ultra-wealthy. And see, this is going to be the communist play, because we got the 2020 election coming up, and that's going to be their issue. We need to tax the hell out of it. No, what you need to do is stop handing over what belongs to all of us, taking it without due process of the law and handing it just to 400 fucking people. Like you did this whole goddamn nation when you come across it, like the railroads, the railroad barons and the cattle barons and the goddamn corporate farms and all this shit where they just got handed. I mean, they these are the people that'll jump up first, especially, you know, like with the farming and ranching subsidies. There's big, huge, it is a big part of the budget, but they don't tell you that the most of it's going to goddamn rich people. Now, the same person who gets a goddamn, $300,000 subsidy for his fucking 50,000-acre ranch, oh, he'll bitch up a storm that some guys get $6.77 a day to eat on. He's leeching off the system, don't you know? But, I mean, it's the world of a mammon. Zuckman's study, Global Wealth Inequality, released last month, also found that the 400 richest Americans tripled their wealth since the early 1980s. Well, I wonder why. Somebody's taking, did these people, I mean, what did they do? I mean, you know, and I know, you know, even if you're a fairly intelligent person and you even got a high degree in something more than sociology, you know, a business degree is always good because that comes along with a law degree and you can steal. But I mean, since the 1980s, you know, I have a problem with people. You know, this is how the communists sell themselves to you. The capitalists, see, they come in and they fucking run you down into the goddamn ground until you're fucking dirt poor. And then the communists step up saying, look, see those 400 richest people there, they got all the wealth. Yeah, they do. And you assisted them in getting it. And you're a part of the fucking corporate elite yourself. But what you want is you want to up the taxes, but that tax money ain't going to come to the goddamn poor. It's not going to go to the poor. It's going to go to you for your international communism. It's just like, you know, they say, well, yeah, you should cut off food stamps and all these, anything to help anybody. An American national should get nothing from the country that belongs to them. They can't exercise their rights through the free enterprise system because the fucking banks control the monetary system. So, I mean, yeah, you know, we should just I love the people that say that. We should just stop paying them goddamn welfare things. But when all the tax money goes just to service the debt. But if they did stop paying it, do you think they're going to send that money back to you? Or are they going to send it to another country? Or start another war, build another bomb factory? The share of the nation's wealth held by the adults in the bottom 60%, meanwhile, dropped from 5.7% in 1987 to 2.1% in 2014. This is what I was trying to tell you guys, you know, about that $16 an hour and what it was truly worth, being as we're under the petrodollar. Like I said, when Laura and I first started out, minimum wage was $3.05 an hour, which would buy about 5 gallons of gas. Gas has come down just a little bit because, I mean, this shit gets pretty evident pretty quick, especially when there's people out there bitching about it. But the bottom line is that $3.05 was worth more than that $16 is today. See, they play these numbers games with us. They wake up in the morning, they can, as far as people holding money in a bank or even in your pocket, under your mattress, in your pocket, they can take the money right out of your pocket without coming close to you. Because they can get up in the morning and they can change what the value of that money is just by manipulating the numbers in the computers. It's all a fucking fraud. It always has been. U.S. wealth concentration seems to have returned to levels last seen during the Roaring Twenties, Zuckman wrote. And as wealth begets power, the political system is impacted, he noted. No shit. You got Zuckerberg and all these corporate conglomerates. These modern day robber barons, it's a corporate aristocracy, and they're the kings and queens and the dukes and duchesses, and you're just a goddamn you're a subject, you're a subject slave is what you are, and if you want to stand up and say, hey, I got rights, so then you're in the fucking way, and I'll kill you, okay. Zuckman has advised Representative Elizabeth Warren, that dirty communist low-down fucking bitch. See, this is what I mean. They tried to tell you it's capitalism, which we're not supposed to have capitalism. We're supposed to have a free market, free enterprise system with a currency provided by our government, a debt-free currency, so we can exploit our own resources. And we're all supposed to be rich. We would be if it was done fair, if it had been done right from the beginning, if we had retained, when the war was over, you know, the people that went out and bled and fought for it, if it had been equally theirs, which it was, that's why they had that Bill of Rights, to make sure that they just didn't just grab everything for the handful that showed up, the rich fucks that had the power, you know, to go and buy people off and say, we wrote down on a piece of paper, that makes it legal. So we wrote down our Bill of Rights on a piece of fucking paper. And we said, no, it don't belong to you, and it has this wealth that they're talking about here. Yeah, I have a big fucking problem with it. because it was removed from me and all the other American nationals without due process of the law and handed over to a handful from the Masonic Dirty Church cabal. You know, the good old boys, the secret societies, they're the ones, you know, people, man, you know the world out there. Can you say that one of these people just, you know, started out with nothing and well, you know, they try to say Zuckerberg, he just started out in his basement. Yeah, with fucking CIA backing and the goddamn government backing him. Look at what they're doing with that monstrosity that bastard built. Same with Gates. Bill Gates, I mean, No. He's the front man for the fucking government. For the corporate elite, the corporate aristocracy that we live under. When they say, there's be something wrong with you. You got people out there with fucking degrees. I mean, real degrees in engineering and shit that are living in tent fucking cities. And somehow they just don't do things right. I don't think they know the right people. I don't think they're members of the right organizations. What do you think? Okay, the share of the nation's wealth held by the adults in the bottom 60% meanwhile dropped. We got that. U.S. wealth concentration seems to have returned to levels seen during the Roaring Twenties. There was some dirty shit going on. Mob? That's when the mob was called the mob, before they put INC behind their fucking names. Zuckman had advised Representative Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts, on her plan to impose an annual wealth tax on people with $50 million or more in assets. And boy, everybody's going to go, yeah, get those son of a bitches. I'm living like a goddamn animal. And they're getting all that tons. I've taxed them. But they're not going to give that over to you. They're not going to return it to the rightful owners. They're not going to give it to the people who paid it in. They're not going to give it to the people who sweated for it. They're going to take it and they're going to give it to Israel. They're going to give it to Saudi Arabia. They're going to build bombs. They're going to, you know, give it to the industrial war complex. I mean, that's what I love about these bastards. They always come up, especially these communist end of it. They're all communists, but let's call this the Stalin end of it. You know, we're going to take, but look what they're doing now. They're taking all your fucking wealth that belongs to you and claiming that, oh, we're going to manage it for you. We're going to manage your money. It's just like they did with the Indians, because you're too ignorant to manage your own fucking money. So, and we decided that, we're going to be the people that, decide how the money's spent, how the money, you know, we're going to take a portion of your money because we're going to take care of you. We never asked to be fucking taken care of. Nobody did. You formed a corporation and claimed us as your fucking property, and this is how you manage your property, plain and fucking simple. You extract the wealth from us, and then you come back and you say, you want a bowl of beans from what you fucking work for? Well, you're going to have to do some flips, and you're going to have to go down, you're going to have to lick my ass, and you're going to have to give up some rights, and then we'll talk about eating. As they have you...
Go ahead. Slavery, Henry.
Pardon?
It's called modern slavery.
Yeah, goddamn right it is. By definition of the English language. You work for room and board. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people, and I've known a lot of people that, I mean, they get up and go. You know, they'll go try this. And go. Everybody's trying to make it, you know. And I've seen people, you know, build little businesses and fucking, you know, work them for 10, 20 fucking years. And then along comes a recession. Next thing you know, they're out of business. Their savings are gone and everything. And I've sat down with them. I said, you sit down and calculate it out. Sit down and calculate what you paid in taxes, what you paid in insurance, what you paid in licensing fees, and all, everything that you paid in. And then the time that you put into your fucking business. And you're going to find out that after they bankrupted you and took your fucking everything you got, that you ended up working for about what $3.05 would have been in 1979. That's what your entire fucking earnings for the time that you spent doing that will come down to, because they've got a million systems to make sure that it is. It is slavery. Room and board. That's what you get in America, unless you're one of those 400, unless you're one of the ruling elite. And then, of course,
Henry,
more. Go ahead. Yeah.
Hey, you know, another thing I've noticed that these SOBs, what they do, the bottom line is, man, they don't want any of us, you know, American nationals to work for ourselves. They don't want that. Mm-hmm. So what they do, they red tape us and go, like, to the major corporations, you know, mm-hmm. and ask, you know, and the major corporations, they'll throw out, you know, hey, this is what you can do. This is a law that you can make, or this is a bill that you can pass to keep us in and to keep the little guys out.
Goddamn
right.
And
they'll red tape us, but the big corporations who have all the millions of dollars, you know, they can buy off the politicians and they can go past that bill, and they, us little guys who can't afford all these licenses and all these fees and work for ourselves, that's how they bankrupt us, man. They just spin us out of business and keep the corporations down, like you said, and basically we just work for room and board.
You betcha, brother, and you know what? You nailed it right on the goddamn head. The thing is, you know, they're always talking about all the regulations, all the regulations. You know who put those regulations in place? The very same people you're talking about, the people at the top. That makes it sure there's no competition coming up from the bottom, because you just fucking cannot afford to compete, because you can't afford the regulations that they put in place, that they cry about the regulations and ask for big tax breaks for huge corporations to drop the tax rate and so that they can make even more money. And as far as the regulations are concerned at the top, they always leave with these things called loopholes so that they go around them. But the guy just trying to, you know, an entrepreneur trying to start out in this country, at first you're going to be dealing with the money that you're going to be borrowing from the Jew at about fucking 60% when the compound interest all gets put together. It's goddamn, it's debt. It's not money. It's debt. It has debt attached to it. You start out in the fucking hole. And if you manage to dig your ass out of the hole and start to come up, boy, then they're right there on you. If you're a small business trying to become a bigger business, then that's when the regulations kick in. Because now you're at this stage here. They make sure that the stages to get up to where they're at are impossible to earn your way through. And then once you get past that, where you're just when you become one of the corporate elite, then none of it applies to you. They don't pay no fucking taxes. And I mean, even this, when this 25% where they dropped it down to 25, they're not paying that. And you know they're not. They're donating it to their foundation. And then they're writing it off their taxes. And me and you, the people, you know who pays everything in this fucking country? It's the guy that comes up to the counter in the store and hands the money to the clerk. That's who pays everything in this goddamn country. And we do.
Yep.
We work for minimum wage. You're goddamn right. And it's room and board. It's slavery. But
how's that not coming, you know, just communism, where the committees and the corporations make the, you know, make the laws and so-called regulations?
How can
you
they?
Know, that's all that it is.
Well, of course it is. That's why the Bill of Rights has to go. If the Bill of Rights was in effect, man, when we see, what you know, like our resources. I mean, they talked the other day about the BLM bringing in so many billions of dollars in fucking resources, where they sold what belongs to all of us to a few fucking good old boys, a part of the fucking, you know, the secret societies, and then they're going to make a zillion dollars on it. And where's that money going to go? It's going to go into the state and federal coffers. That's our fucking money. And that belongs to us, and it was sold, and what you and I got out of it was 100% tax on the money from our fucking resource. It was removed from us. That wealth was removed from us by an apparatus that can't even exist that is taxing us 100%. It's like the tree money. When the trees get cut down, the state's taking that. We're going to do schools and stuff. Well, I don't want to do that with my money. I get to choose what I do with my, you know. The government would have been, we could have a government, but the purse strings have always been because of the wealth of the nation. That's what, you know, that's always been the golden ring that everybody is reaching for. But we could have, I mean, you think about it like this. If all the revenues taken in, I mean, that, you know, from the sales of, from our resources, that, I mean, just like the oil, like these oil sales, these, contracts that they gave out the other day, these, leases. If that money, if all of these monies that are coming in that's going to the fucking treasury, controlled by Steve Mnuchin, the ex-head CEO of Goldman Sachs, and being funneled straight into the goddamn hedge funds and shit of the filthy fucking rich, if all the money was coming equally to the people, their equal share of that part that belongs to them, that cannot be taken away from them except through the due process law, if we had all that money, each individual one of us, I guarantee you we'd have the government we wanted. Because if we wouldn't have to pay. I mean, you want that kind of government? You pay for it. I don't want that kind of government. I won't take that service. I'll find another way to do it. I got plenty of money. I'm rich as a fucking Saudi prince. I'm getting my fuck the wealth that's being stolen from me. I'm just getting that. I'm not talking about what's been stolen in the last 100 years. We would be buried in goddamn money. We should all be living in fucking castles if we wanted to. But we're not that kind of people. We never have been. We're the kind of people, I mean, mostly, for the most part, most people just want to live a simple life, raise a family, and, you know, not have to fucking just, your guts twisted up from fucking week to week trying to pay the fucking bills, you know, and always, you know, like, you know, to protect and serve, you got this goddamn army of fucking Halliburton out there. You know, Blackwater. You got the armies of Blackwater out there. So you're driving down the road. You ain't doing a goddamn thing to nobody. You have not. You're just going down the damn road, and you see one of them. You're supposed to get all scared and fucking tense and everything. This is what they're trying. This is what they're promoting. This is what they're taking your fucking money away from you illegally, by the way, and using it for your own destruction. Well, hell, that's how they did it the first time. Those who do not learn from the past are doomed to repeat it. That's exactly how they did the Indians. They established a beachhead. Oh, they were good people. Oh, they loved them Indians. Just like they love us. They loved them Indians. Oh, we want to help you. Help you develop, man. Look at the cool shit we brought, man. Look at, check this out, man. A shiny bead. Isn't that a beautiful, wow, white man. Because they're making their beads out of fucking stones and shit, you know. And these guys, they know how to melt glass. And I mean, goddamn, buying, you know, goddamn, 10,000 square acres for a handful of fucking beads. And the Indians didn't realize it. You know, they thought, man, here's a few people going to show up, man. They seem like good, cool people. And we can hang with them. And then they find out the real fucking story. Like I said, even the ignorant savage. The ignorant. That was one of the things you heard all your life. The ignorant savage. Even the ignorant savage, after about the third fucking treaty that was broken, and the next land grab, they figured it all out. It's just like our Bill of Rights and our original Constitution. The Indians figured it out, and it took about maybe three, and then they started killing back. They said, no, you fuckers, we know what you're up to. But they figured out when these son of a bitchin' internationalist Jew bastards write something down on a piece of paper, like your Bill of Rights, they're just letting you know what they intend to take from you. So that when it's gone, there is no doubt that you do not have it. And I mean, it's such a simple concept, but it's kind of hard for some people to relate to until they've lived it. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour. Stay right where you're at. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Put the food on the table.
as you bury your loved ones. You'll suffer hard now when you lose your best friend. That's the way that it goes when you're down here with the rest of us.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, State of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Social Distortion down here with the rest of us. And you know, that 400 people, you know, having more than, what was it, 6 million or whatever in hell it was. This is the stuff that leads to slave uprisings. And these slaves in this country happen to be heavily armed. That's why the push is on to take the fucking guns, to get it away from us. Because you got 400 people oppressing what, how, I can't remember the number there. It's right here. Let's look at it again. Da-dun, da-dun, da-dun. 150 million. 400 versus 150 million. I tell you, there's thousands of us to one of them. They know it. And they know we're heavily armed. That's why they have to get the guns away. They have to, no matter what. If they have to bring, no matter how many Blackwaters, and even if they have to bring in Chinese troops with fucking powder blue helmets on, they have to. Because this kind of shit will only be tolerated for so fucking long. And that's Spartacus. House Democrats plan to vote to criminalize private gun sales this week from Breitbart, sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. House Democrats plan to move legislation criminalizing private gun sales out of committee and get it to the floor for a vote this week. On January 8th, Breitbart News reported that the House Democrats introduced the legislation dubbed legislation. That legislation, that 14th Amendment, people, you're subject to the legislation of the federal and the state governments. You're a subject to their whims, to what they write down, to what they say. You have no, you are not a free person. Yeah, you cannot be a subject and be a free man at the same time. It's just like that, you know, having the due process and them taking your shit without even charging you. It just doesn't jive.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what are those things that the king used to write? What were they called? Edict? Something like that. Edicts.
Edicts, yep.
Yeah, that's what they're writing. Edicts.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yeah, it's what the hell would you call it? It's the dictate of a king is what it is, you know, and that's mm-hmm. how they've set this up because they, you know, they redefined a corporation. I mean, you have two people standing in front of you, Dion. What's standing in front of you? Two people. But they, and even the, you know, like the definitions like we used in the mandamus, the common definition of it, because it defies reality. No, that ain't two or three people. That's one person. No, that isn't. That's two or three people trying to compound their right to be three or four times more than an individual's, which they cannot do. But that is what this corporate aristocracy has been built upon. And here we go, like I said, with the, you know, they have to have these fucking guns. Why? Because a goddamn 400 people oppressing a goddamn 150 million. And so that's not very smart when that 150 million is armed to the fucking teeth. And last December, we did tie a record for December sales, and that's the most sales in the year for fucking firearms. And that's right. And that's as they're putting out all this shit. We're gonna. Well, you better get to doing it because we're not gonna let ya. We're gonna take our country back. And you are gonna be put on trial for the fucking treason you have committed for the fucking, oh God, the list of crimes, longer than a piece of string, I reckon. Let's see here. On January 8th, Breitbart News reported the House Democrats introduced legislation dubbed H.R. 8 in honor of the 8th anniversary of the January 8th, 2011 attack on Gabby Giffords. I don't give a fuck what happened to Gabby Giffords. You can't take... See, that's what that Bill of Rights is all about. Is you can't take what somebody else did and say, well, he did this with used his right, and he did that, you know, he committed murder, so I'm going to take your gun. Well, no, you ain't. My second article is mine as an individual. That's what they got. That's why they got to get rid of the Bill of Rights and the due process, because it protects us as individuals. We can own allodial property that nobody can touch as individuals. All this shit that they've done is absolute fraud. It has been since 1868. H.R. 8 would outlaw the private gun sales Americans have enjoyed since December 15th, 1791. Now, what happened on that date, boys and girls? The date on which the Second Amendment was ratified, the date on which the goddamn Bill of Rights was amended into the Constitution, it was already ratified by all the states before it was amended into the Constitution. So it was already fucking the law of the land before they put it into their Constitution. This would criminalize a neighbor who sold a gun to a lifelong neighbor without first getting government permission via background check. It would also criminalize a friend for selling a gun to a lifelong friend without government permission. It's not a right if you have to have permission to do it. It's that 14th Amendment, privileges and immunities granted by a sovereign. That makes you a subject. So you're a subject that you're allowed to do things by those that you are subordinated to. Well, nobody owns me. I'm nobody's subject. And that's, well, you know, the Bill of Rights we were talking about earlier about, you know, the Indian treaties and how it didn't take the Indians that long to figure it out. And, you know, and I was thinking about it during the break. And the ninth article, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or discourage others retained by the people. This is the same for as long as the grass grows and the rivers flows and there are stars up in the sky. Well, the fucking rivers aren't flowing, the grass ain't growing, and the stars have disappeared from up in the sky because everything in this absolute document ratified by all the states, ratified by the, this is the people's law, the people's authority, Well, they're telling you that ain't there no more. Just like they told the Indians, well, you have them lines that we draw and we say we're going to stay east of the Mississippi River. Well, we just got to go do this anyway. And all that stuff we wrote down on paper, well, we're gonna rewrite them papers, okay? Sit down. So we're gonna rewrite them, and we're gonna all sign. You're gonna sign them too. No sign, white man. Then we kill you if you try to enforce the paper that we fucking signed on to in contract with you. We'll kill you, and that's what they're telling us right now. If we you try to enforce your goddamn right to the wealth of this fucking country that belongs to you, that has been removed from you without the due process of the law, we'll kill you. That's where we're at, people. Right where they were back in 1775, Lexington Concord. House Democrats plan vote to criminalize private gun sales is what we're on here. All right, and we were at 1791, the date on which the Second Amendment was ratified. This would criminalize a neighbor. See, it was ratified. And what does that son of a bitch say? You can't do nothing. You can't even talk about it. But here we are. See, it's just like that guy, that Chinese guy there. So we're having a communist revolution. We're fostering a communist revolution in your country. Right on nationwide TV, he's saying it right there for everybody to hear. Now that's supposed to facilitate an arrest for inciting a fucking overthrow of our government. Plain and simple, that's fucking treachery. That's insurgency is the word. Ironically, the bill would have done nothing to stop. And see, here we go. Here's the goddamn arguments. And what's the argument going to be? You just can't do it. Can you read? Can you read the second article? Can you fucking read? You ignorant, you're elitist, son of a bitch. Did you learn how to read and interpret? What does that second article say? Now, either that second article means what it says, or just like those Indian treaties, you're just like, well, we're going to do it anyway. And you try, and if you put up a fuss, we'll kill you. Well, we're not the Indians. Well, actually, like Russell Mean said, we are all the Indians this time around. Even the Indians who think that they're in on the fucking game. Well, you regular folks know that you're not. But there is a handful at the top there. They're your own little government. They're the ones holding your goddamn ownership papers. And all the money sent here for you as an individual, they're still in 95 cents of every dollar. And you're supposed to just fucking worship them for giving you 5 cents on the dollar for what belongs to you. How do you like governments? Okay. And ironically, the bill would have done nothing to stop the attack on Gabby Giffords because her attacker did not buy his gun privately. Rather, he passed a background check to acquire the gun retail. I don't give a shit. This is irrelevant. That's what they follow with an NRA, and then that's next thing, NRA, and then we're going to sue, and we're going to sue in the Admiralty Courts. Fucking bullshit. There is no suit. There's just enforcing the law. And you don't enforce the goddamn common law in a fucking merchant court. You enforce it in a goddamn common law court. The superior law of the land. Why is it the superior law of the land? Because it's the people's law. And the people are a fucking authority in this country. They keep telling you it's the people's country and we work for the people. But no, you don't. No, you're speaking out of both sides of your mouth, because out of the other side of your mouth, you're telling us you don't have any goddamn rights. How can you put forth this legislation? How can you read the second article and understand that you cannot break that law, that is law? That is ratified law, ratified by all the states. It was law before it was ever put in the Constitution, because it had already been ratified. Now, how can you read the second article And then sit down and think you can write this shit right down. What were you going to say? Well, you can't do this. That's infringement, motherfucker. That's the definition of infringement, and you know it. The thing is, they have completely dismissed our Bill of Rights, people. And we got a couple of choices here. Either you go along with it and you beg at their feet and you become a third world fucking beggar until they get around to, well, there are going to be people who ain't going to do that. The people who understand the goddamn ownership papers of this country, who really owns the fucking joint, who's had it stolen from them through fraud and fucking duplicity. We want it back. We want everything back. We want you punished. We want the fucking thing set aright. That is absolute law. We want that Bill of Rights enforced as the absolute law it is. It is much absolute law as the goddamn Constitution itself. was before you fucking illegally removed it without authority. When you made the grass stop growing, when you made the wind quit blowing and made the stars disappear from the sky, you lying fork-tongued son of a bitches. And that's what they were doing. I mean, they had practice with the fucking Indians, didn't they? It was the same group of pricks that did it. You know, the same ones that were oppressing the people in the colonies. And then when the people had had a fucking enough of it, when they seen what they, you know, they were being subjugated further and further, just, I'm one of the king's men. I walk in and do anything I want. I'll rape your fucking wife. I'll take your fucking shit. I'll do as I goddamn well please. I'm one of the king's men. You're a fucking subject. I'm higher up on the fucking ladder than you are, buddy. I do the king's bidding. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, at Lexington and Concord, they proved otherwise. And then through the rest of the fucking uprising, which is hijacked by the same son of a bitches that were perpetrating the king's fucking tyranny on the people in the colonies. Well, then who was the sword surrendered to? That's right. Surrendered to the same fucking aristocracy. Well, you know what? It's time. You know, fuck your goddamn communism. Fuck your goddamn capitalism. It's time the people took this fucking country back for themselves. The people who bled for it. The people who built it. We get to own it. We just don't get to work for you. It's like Dion was talking earlier. You build a better mousetrap. You know, I love that analogy. You build a better mousetrap, man, and you know the world to come to your door, you know, to buy it. No, you build a better mousetrap, and some fucking Jew will manipulate the currency system until you can't sell your goddamn mousetrap, even though it's a better fucking mousetrap. For some reason, you just can't sell it. It works twice as good as any other mousetrap out there. But for some reason, you can't sell it. So the Jew, he buys it from you for a penance. Well, I'll go ahead and buy it from you. And soon, then it's just like that dollar. Once it crosses the counter and it's in the hand of the Jew, it's worth $10. Now you sell your fucking mousetrap, you belt better, because the only thing you can get out of it is what the Jew decides you can have, because you're a fucking subject. And then the Jew goes and he's a multi-zillionaire, and he's down there lobbying for laws to have your fucking rights taken away from you. Isn't that how it's been working, people? It is time to eliminate the fucking aristocracy from this country. There was never supposed to be an aristocracy in this country. We're all equal. All equal in right. All equal in ownership of this country. And their constitution that they guarantees, there was another, as long as the grass grows and the water flows and the stars are up in the sky kind of thing that went to shit too, huh? What happened to fucking coining our money so that we had debt-free currency to exploit our own resources and we work for nobody but ourselves? Because we're fucking Americans and we own the joint. Now they got the fucking only person that can build a business in this country is a fucking Chinaman. Now the Chinaman comes over here and they hand him the fucking all the money that he needs to start up his business in your fucking country, and you get to work for him. There's a fucking agenda afoot here, people. It is called driving you down to the level of a third world fucking beggar, a fucking peon, a coolie. They want to be able, these little piss ants, spineless parasites who couldn't beat you in a fight, who couldn't beat you in a game of chess, who couldn't beat you at anything. They are the lessers. Only they're duplicit and they stick the fucking together. They always have. And this son of a bitch wants to be able just to kowtow you. And when he couldn't do nothing, he's nothing. He has to hire somebody to hire his balls, because he don't have any of his own. So he finds the stupidest fucking people out there, fucking turns them on to the idea, because that's another thing that was promoted through the fucking goddamn Hollywood and the Jews and their bullshit, was the steroids. Everybody wants a steroid up. Man, if I'm a cop, I really got the urge to kill somebody. I want to beat some old lady or something. That's really a lot of fun when you're pumped up on steroids, don't you know? And so they hired the goddamn, you do not have police forces across this country, because there was never no provision for it. There was never no permission for it. These are all private fucking enforcement agencies, just like Blackwater. And they use the same goddamn, well, where are they trained? They're training them where Blackwater trained, over in Israel. They are oppressors. That's what they do for a fucking living. They're going to try and, first, they've tried this browbeating of shit, where they just tried to terrorize us already. They, I mean, like Kelly Thomas and James Boyd and Eric Garner and, you know, all this shit. And they really publicized the hell out of it because it was going on long before that and a whole lot more of it. They really took to scare you. Just like Oklahoma City when they blew up the goddamn Murrow building. The government blew that fucking building up. And boy, did I, man, I watched all these tough fucking militiamen. And they went and fucking crawled in holes and fucking, they buried their fucking guns. Well, they're not playing around this fucking time, guys. They are going for this because they have no choice. I know that there are people at the very, 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 very top that know they can't fucking win this. But they really don't care. Because they'll never be touched by it, and they can just start all over again. Just start, use the same techniques over and over again, like the book Pawns in the Game. And they have been doing this for thousands of years. The same fucking techniques. You got a population that builds up some fucking wealth. All right, you could cut them in half, and you fucking instigate them against one another when they don't have a damn thing against each other. They were actually living quite happily together. And then you turn them against each other, you find something, and you stir and you send your agents, your Jew agents out there, because that's the only thing they're good at. They ain't good at fighting. But going lying and cheating and stealing and fucking... go ahead.
They got their finger on the red button.
Yeah, they do. You goddamn right they do. And they're gonna have to push it. Because this cannot be endured, people. I mean, God, you think... Charlie, you think in your lifetime, when you were a young man... I mean, I'd say 18, 19 years old and how things were and what you have seen in as far as oppression in your lifetime. And think about what your children, and by the time they're your age, what the fuck it's going to be.
I don't even recognize this country just in that short of time.
I agree. And see, this is and this didn't happen by accident. It didn't happen by incompetence. It didn't happen just because, oh, God, we got too lax and too foolish. This was orchestrated. They'll try to play it up like, you know, like George Bush Jr., you know, Curious George. Like, you know, it's just a lot of fuck-ups, you know. It's just a whole bunch of fuck-ups. That's why our borders are being overrun. It's just a bunch of fuck-ups. It's goddamn incompetence. No, it ain't. It's going exactly as planned. Like a well-oiled fucking machine. And they just keep yelling incompetence. Oh, man, dang, you can see it. I can see it, brother. Let's go vote. Well, they're talking about this next vote being an absolute vote, just not against somebody, not for anybody. So why don't you just unregister to vote and let them know you're tired of playing this fucking game? You're not going to play it anymore. Unregister to vote. If you unregistered to vote in the numbers that you registered last time for fucking Trump, if you did it in that kind of numbers, I guarantee you. I mean, there are people going to tell you, oh, it don't matter if there's just one vote. Bullshit. They see that kind of fucking numbers, and then you watch them turn up the fucking go confiscate thing. They're going to, and when they do it, that's when they got to be pounded hard. That when they first do it, I mean, it's going to cost us some lives. But when they first do it, that's when we got to hurt them. We got to hurt them fucking hard, and we got to hurt them quick. The quicker and harder we fucking put it to them, the sooner it'll be over. We let it drag out. It's just like the rest of this shit. Everything they've done to us, they've done it. It ain't because we couldn't have stopped them. Hell, we're the largest goddamn army to ever exist on this planet. And everybody's pissed off about what they did. But it ain't like we couldn't have stopped them. It's just we didn't because it was fucking, you know, it's kind of dangerous to fight sometimes. You know, maybe better to hand, you know, that your lunch money over to that bully. Man, you know, you might get a fucking bloody nose if you don't. Just keep handing that lunch money over to that fucking bully until one day you get so goddamn hungry and you just say, fuck this shit, man. Fuck the bloody nose. I'm fucking going to take you on, buddy, and you fucking climb up on him, and you find out that he was just a fucking candy ass to begin with. He was just big, and he was like that fucking grouse all puffed up and scaring you about something you shouldn't be. Better to take a fucking beating than let somebody take your shit from you, don't you think? Isn't that always been like one of America's mantras? Remember, the analogy with the bully's been around forever. Everybody has to face their bully. You know, the guy taking your money on the lunch, on the goddamn school, your lunch money on the school ground, shove you down and take your fucking money. Well, you fucking, you know what, you might do it. And you might be big enough to throw me down, but I'm going to fucking bust you in the nose one time every fucking day when you do it. And you're going to beat me, and I'm going to bust you in the fucking nose the next time. and you're going to get it through your fucking head that taking my money hurts. And then you're going to stop. And one day, I'm going to get big enough, and because bullies are usually fucking, you know, the guy that's three grades behind in school because he's such a fucking idiot that he doesn't, you know, he can't pass the fucking class. That's usually your bully. And then you get up to the point to where fucking everybody matures, and then you get to have a little fucking revenge on that bully. And fucking bully his ass a little bit. Punch him around. Punk him out. And that's about where we're at in this fucking game. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And don't forget, we're fucking Americans. We take on our bullies. I mean, sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it takes a while to get it through your head. But, man, better to take a fucking beating than let somebody fucking just take something from you. Just take it from you because you're scared. And that is the Word from the Trenches.